Hello, and welcome to the Way Family Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about traditions.
Traditions!
To the Papa! the Papa! And we are back talking to you today about traditions. First off, what we're going to do is... Hannah's eyes almost fell out of her face.
That was so creepy.
That's like most... Okay, I've been watching some microphone reviews on YouTube, and that's like how most YouTube people talk.
They sound like robots.
And today we're going to be talking about...
One of them I really thought was like that when you go on like Microsoft Word or like Pages or something and you have them read it, and it's like, hello, I am reading your information. And that guy's real voice sounded like that.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about traditions. But before we get into that, let's talk about our week. Hannah, how was your week?
Well, I had a pretty good week. Let's see what happened this week.
Oh, got to check the Instagram.
Oh, okay. So speaking about traditions, this is one of our traditions is we go to Trader Joe's together, our whole family. We usually do it on Monday nights. We don't do it every week, though, because we don't go to Trader Joe's every week. But it is a lot more fun than me taking both of the kids by myself. So we did that this week, and it was pretty good. Fern was very grumpy, but, like, very calm. So just, like, silent anger. And Forrest drove a baby cart, and, you know, very... That was crazy, as usual, but... It was fun. We like going together. And we also saw the sunset.
Yeah.
The beach. We had people over this week, which has been so fun to have people over. It's kind of difficult to do when we had roommates. So it's really nice to have the freedom to do that. And yesterday we took Forrest to see the Incredibles movie. And
oh, that was so cool.
It was so good. It was the first time we've taken him to a movie in the theaters that we've stayed for the entire movie. Because the first one we took him to was the Lego Batman, and he was like 2.5. Well, I don't think Fern was born yet. So yeah, 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And he lasted like maybe 45 minutes. And then he was like, just wanted to climb all over the seats, and like he was bothering people. So we left. And then the next one we took him to see was Avengers Infinity War, which maybe that was a mistake. It's a little dark, violent. But then at the end, like, I'm not going to spoil it because, well, we didn't even see it because we left because we looked it up, like what happened at the end. And
we left
some
before
people die.
Thanos snapped his fingers.
Yeah, so we don't even know. Yeah, because we didn't think he could. He would. There would be too many questions that we wouldn't be able to answer, basically.
I got a good joke for the end.
Okay.
It's Thanos. You remind me.
Okay.
Okay.
And then yesterday, we went to see Incredibles, and it was so good, and it's so funny and so perfect. Like, the perfect sequel for that movie. And it was so much fun. We left Fern with my sister and brother-in-law, and yeah, it was just really fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got some good work done this week, but...
Awesome.
Yeah.
How's having a mama's little helper?
I don't like that. I don't like that term.
She's
like
nanny?
A nanny. Yeah, she's a nanny. It's great. I get to go to the post office, like, which I never, ever could do before, because I have to mail a lot of stuff to Canada, and... You have to go to the desk for that. You can't do that at the automated thing. So it's really nice to be able to go during the day with, like, no kids and just, like, get it done real fast instead of having them climbing on stuff and, like, Fern trying to lick things that she shouldn't be licking and, you know, all that. So it's been really nice. I'm very productive.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How was your week?
My week was not fun. I'm preparing for a conference, and I'm kind of in charge of all of it, and we, as a company, are not ready for it.
They're having a booth at this conference.
Yeah, yeah. And there's going to be, like, just going to ballpark 150,000 people there. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. And it's in San Francisco, and the booth was like super expensive, and I have to do catalogs and design the booth and then come up with all the technical data sheets for everything. And so I've kind of just been like drowning at work. But other than that, it's been really nice to have our own house. I got some really good quality time with Fernie, which was like really cool because like we've had like really good connection here and there, but this time when we were playing, it was like,
really cute.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was like she was playing back. You know, yeah. Like usually we play with her and then she's like, okay, over that and moving on. But it was like she was playing back with him and it wasn't just him playing. It was really cute.
It was so nice.
It was for like 15 minutes too. Mm-hmm. And Forrest was in bed. We put him to sleep early. So it was just like, because usually if like anyone's playing anything, like trying to play with Fern or like anything, that he has to be right in the middle of all the action no matter what. So Forrest was in bed and Zach just got to play with Fern. It was really sweet.
Yeah, it was nice. I also got a climbing route that I've been working on for about a month. And I finished it. I solved the problem. It was a huge dino at the beginning. And it was quite the accomplishment. So, yeah. What's bothering you?
Well, there's just a notification. I'm just making sure it wasn't your battery. You know, remember how your battery always dies?
My computer's plugged in.
Okay, just checking.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. You're a doll.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to Trader Joe's. I'm scrolling through my thing right now. Oh, we got some golden raspberries. That was awesome. One of the cool things about the conference is, well, it's kind of a bummer, but we don't actually have the products. Now we have the products, but before we didn't, and I didn't know if we were going to get them in time. And so I 3D modeled them and then used those 3D models in a display in a new program called Adobe Dimension. So I had to learn how to use that, which was stressful, but then I got to play around with it, and that was kind of fun. And
it looks really professional.
Oh, it's so professional.
It was really good.
And the donut shop that we go to on Fridays is like doing new cool donuts, and
they're becoming a trendy donut shop.
They've got to be, or they're going to go out of business, because
basically, yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts has come here
and Krispy Kreme is coming.
And Krispy Kreme is coming here. That's one of the small things. That's one of the things that I don't like about Santa Maria growing. Is it used to just be Strawberry Fields and like the mall.
Yeah, and it's like now that they have all this stuff, like just in the last year we got like a Buffalo Wild Wings, a Chick-fil-A, like a whole bunch of brand new stuff.
Cracker Barrel's coming.
Cracker Barrel's
Habit,
coming.
Old
the
Navy.
Habit.
Like a million things.
Yes. So we're getting all these things and it's like we have so many, like we eat out so much. And I know that's like not the fault of the businesses, but it's like there's so much more opportunity to just do that. And especially with kids, if it's just easy to pick something up and like not want to make something at home. But it's like, that's annoying. We never had that like temptation before. Like the only good thing in town was like maybe In-N-Out. And then it was like, there's nothing else. But now there's Blaze Pizza. There's Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is just like the best, like all around.
Yeah, and it really is.
And the Habit, and yeah, like everything that Zach said. So now there's all these good places. Now Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme is coming. It's like, seriously, like what? Are they trying to fatten everyone up here?
None of those things are like, will be special anymore.
Yeah, they're not. Especially Cracker Barrel. That's like a, when you're road tripping across the country kind of special treat. And now we have it in our town. It's like, I mean, I'm not excited.
It takes you like 15 to 20 minutes to get to the freeway now, which is just kind of ridiculous because it's
so
a small
busy.
City. I mean, it's bigger than Santa Barbara now, but it's just like, stop putting stuff here.
Yeah.
We don't want this.
We don't want it. And there's like, it attracts crowds from like other towns here. And we're like, this is not how our town is. It's just so weird.
And so all of the like cool mom and pop shops are closing.
They're being pushed out. It's so sad.
I mean, sadly, it is their fault because they failed to maintain and retain their clientele. But it's also like the people at Krispy Kreme don't know you. and people don't care about you.
like the corporation doesn't. Yeah, it's just sad. Like how Rooney's, our favorite pub, is like now. I mean, they got a new owner, so the owner could do whatever he wants. But it's like in a small town part of our town, and they're changing it to be the Blast 825, which is another cool thing. But that's like, it's a chain. It's just like, oh, we're becoming one of those towns, like just like the rest of California.
Yeah, and so that's kind of a bummer. But all that to say is I'm stoked that our donut shop is stepping up their game, because they're going to have to. And I will support them forever.
Yeah, they're the best.
Because they're like the last thing that I have to hang on to. Like even the ice cream shop that we used to take Forrest to in the other small part of town, Old Orchid, has moved to like the new shopping center.
The super busy part. And it's like so different. Everything's so different.
Let's just move to the country.
Yeah, we probably will.
But not Bakersfield.
No. Sorry if you live there. We will never live there.
Okay. let's talk about traditions.
Tradition.
What types of traditions did you have growing up that you remember?
On Saturdays, we used to make orange rolls. It's like the cinnamon rolls with like the really good orange glaze. And we'd have that and hot chocolate out on our deck when, like, every Saturday when I was a little girl. Because my dad had class. Like, he was going to a master's program when we were little. So he was gone some Saturday mornings. And it was, like, a special girl thing. And since there was me and my two sisters and my mom, so there's four of us, we each got two because it was eight in a pack. And when my dad was home, we didn't each get two because there's five of us. So we didn't love when he was gone, but I mean, we loved having that like special girl thing. And we would do it out on our porch or like our little deck thing in the back. And it was so fun. We also have a ton of traditions around like Christmas and stuff. It, you know, classic stuff. It's mostly involving food. Like we make lefse, it's a Norwegian like dessert, I guess. It's kind of hard to explain. Kind of like a pastry. It's like a sweet-ish tortilla made out of potatoes, and you put butter and
cinnamon. It's like a crepe made sugar. Out of potatoes.
Yeah. But it's more like a tortilla, like the texture, but it's not like as starchy as a tortilla. I don't know how to explain it.
Even though it's made out of potatoes?
It's not the same. I don't know. It's really good. And it's like you put butter and sugar on it, or cinnamon sugar, and then you roll it up and eat it like that. That's my favorite part of Christmas. I mean, my favorite food of Christmas.
And you get slapped if you put a hole in it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, geez. But we like make it. We like roll it out and everyone takes turns. We have this station.
I remember it being like very intimidating.
I know. It's taken a couple years for them to like relinquish control of like the rolling and the flipping.
Yeah.
Like when we were first dating, like me and Zach, even me, I didn't even get a chance to like do it, because it was like my mom and my dad, like my grandparents are like all about it. So it was like very serious, but that's one of our favorite ones. Let's see. Well, for birthdays, like, I think that pretty much everyone does this, but like the person whose birthday it was got to pick where we went for dinner. We like never, ever went out for like any meals when we were growing up. So that was kind of a big deal to get to pick where the whole family goes. And my sisters always chose this the China buffet because they had those sugar buns. Have you ever been to a China buffet before? Or like a thing like that? They have like, it's basically a donut, like a sugar donut, but it's like a bun with the sugar, and they have like soft serve there. It was basically for those two things is why they always chose China buffet. So anyways, it's all of that is involving food, but I mean, we have other non-food traditions. I'm just like, I can't think of any. What about you?
That's funny. So I don't have that great of a memory of when I was a kid. We were homeschooled. My dad was in the military and working another job. And I have three younger sisters. We had like some, like we'd take a road trip every year. I remember traveling a lot. I did like soccer, and so Saturday was always a big, big day, and we'd go get like barbecue at the street corner. I remember going to the farmer's market on Thursday nights in San Luis Obispo. I remember going on bike rides, and from my house, you could, if you climbed to the very top of the pine tree, you could see 7-Eleven. And so I kind of made some of my own traditions with my cousin John, and either we'd go over to his house or he'd go over to my house, and then we would kind of just like play in the backyard and jump on the trampoline and then ride our bikes. There was a lot of, I had a lot of freedom when I was a kid.
And I cannot imagine like giving Forrest those, like, that same freedom.
Yeah, like even like a block. I know for a fact my parents had no idea where I was 90% of the time.
But that was like
and
how
we
grew up.
And I didn't have a cell phone. Yeah, they just had no idea. Like, no idea.
That's, I mean, that's kind of how it was for us. But we were like in the middle of nowhere, Minnesota. So we didn't really, I don't know. My parents didn't. It just was, it was so different back then than it is now.
I would probably ride my BMX bike about 10 miles a day. Just like all over Santa Maria.
Okay, so you weren't like a little kid. You were like in junior high.
No, like fourth, fifth grade.
Fourth grade?
Yeah.
That's 8 years old.
Yeah.
Doubt it.
But one tradition that I do remember is going on family barefoot walks.
And oh.
It was like, there's nothing special about that at all.
You just don't wear shoes.
You just don't wear shoes and go on a walk. It's like the silliest thing. But I remember when my dad would get home from work, my parents would have couch time. And basically that meant that us kids were not allowed to bug them for like however long, 20 minutes. Sometimes it seemed like if we wanted to do something, we had to ask for their permission. It seemed like a lot longer. But sometimes it did not seem like that.
We need to have couch time.
Yeah. Well, we were all older.
No, just leave them to fend for themselves. Fern, you're on your own. Good luck.
I hope you survive
the 20 minutes.
The
that
tornado
we're talking.
That is for us.
I know. We give her a helmet and a life jacket. Here you go, kid.
But yeah, I remember going on barefoot walks, and I remember that just like being such a fun thing, and it was like a fun family tradition, and it's not like we really walked anywhere. It was just that was what our family did, and it was a fun thing that we did together, and it was kind of like a reset button. Like, you could be having a bad day or whatever, and you go on a barefoot walk, and everything's fine. Or you could be fighting with your sisters all day, and then you go on a barefoot walk, and everything's fine. So, I was thinking about that the other day, and Hannah and I have kind of set up quite a few traditions for our family. Why do you think that we've done that? Because I don't think it's been purposeful.
This is fun. When you do something and it's fun, you just want to keep doing it.
Like what?
Well, like our own barefoot walks. We started doing that a couple weeks ago, and it is fun, and it is a nice little reset from the day. And it is, like, not really anything special about it except you're not wearing shoes. But Forrest loves it. It's, like, so fun because he doesn't have to wear shoes. It's, like, a whole new meaning. We play I Spy, and we look at flowers, and I don't know. It's just fun. But I don't know.
Do you remember our post-Thanksgiving?
Yes, I was going to talk about that.
Okay, go ahead.
We used to, when we were dating, we used to do this tradition, like, sometime after Thanksgiving, but way before Christmas. And we would get a drink from Starbucks and soup from
Panera.
Soup from Panera, the broccoli cheese soup, obviously. And then we would get, back then we had to buy an iTunes gift card at the store. And
because I didn't want to link my card to my iTunes account because so many people had logged into my iTunes account.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we bought a gift card, like an iTunes gift card at like Target or something. And then we'd sit at Panera and we'd make a Christmas playlist, or we would like buy one Christmas album by like an artist that we liked or something. And then we would make a Christmas playlist, and we used to like burn it onto CDs and send it out to friends. And like that was, I mean, CDs. That just tells you how old we are. That was like,
it wasn't cassettes.
Well, it was like eight years ago was when we first started it.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. And then after that, we would go back to his parents' house, and then we got the little maple leaf cookies from Trader Joe's, and we would watch Lord of the Rings and eat those.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so fun. We like look forward to it every year. And then it slowly became like, okay, we'll make a Spotify playlist and here's the link. And I don't remember the last time we did that though. I mean, we made the playlist, but the rest of the traditions, I don't remember last time we did that.
Yeah, it has been a long time.
We should do that.
Yeah, we should. But what makes those traditions fun? What is the value in creating traditions like that?
I don't know. I think that it is like, it's like nostalgic, and also, I don't know, like when you do things like particular like that, like not every tradition is like super particular, but I don't know. I don't know what it is about it. I think it's mainly just nostalgia.
I think that it's multiple people doing the same thing. And you have a memory that ties back to a previous time of doing it all together, and you're just like, kind of repeating and carrying out and building on that memory together.
Mm-hmm.
What's some other traditions that we have? So going to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, going to Trader Joe's every Monday. Well,
when that's kind of like a mundane thing. I think a lot of the things are kind of mundane. They're centered around something that might be a little...
boring.
A little boring. But when
just average.
Yeah, just average. Like creating a Christmas playlist.
Or going on a walk.
Or what's
getting groceries.
Or like on Fridays I get payroll, and normally I get donuts, and so I decided to take Forrest. And now that's like a fun tradition that we do on Fridays, is getting payroll and donuts and breakfast sandwiches. So it's like multiple things.
You've been doing that for like close to a year, I think, because I remember the first couple times I went with you, but I was super pregnant and I stopped going because I was like, I would rather just sleep for the extra 45 minutes in the morning before I have to like deal with Forrest when I'm like however many months pregnant.
Yeah.
So I think it's like you're coming up on a year of doing that every Friday, minus a few random ones, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It is fun. And I think that it kind of helps, like weekly or monthly traditions help to recenter us on kind of what is important, which is, for us, is spending time together.
Mm-hmm.
What other traditions can we add? Or can we have too many traditions?
I don't know. I don't know if there's like is going to Trader Joe's a tradition? I don't know. But it's just like doing something that's pretty whatever. And like it's fun to do together. And we always like get dinner at like In-N-Out or something. So it's like, I don't know, just Monday night groceries. I don't know if there can be too many traditions or if everything we do is counted as a tradition, but I don't know. We like dance parties too.
Oh, that reminds me. When we were kids, we were so nerdy. We called it Dance Dance Revolution, but we didn't have the game or anything like that. And basically we would just play music really loud from the computer speakers and all dance in the living room.
That's fun.
And I think that it started because we would play music after dinner, and then we'd like sweep and vacuum and stuff. And one night we had to move the table to vacuum the rug and then sweep everything, and there was just a big open space and we started dancing. And then it like became a thing. We're like, okay, let's do Dance Dance Revolution. Oh, watching the Waltons.
Oh,
that's a family tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of fun traditions that I think that they, you remember them a lot better than everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you do them over and over again, it like makes the memories stand out more.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I had asked people on my Instagram stories earlier this week, what are some of the boring, mundane things where they have involved other people, and it has become some sort of a tradition. And someone replied, I don't know who it was, so I'm sorry, but they said that every single night they brush their teeth together. And that's just like kind of a boring thing, but they brush their teeth together every single night, and it's like a fun tradition for them. I think that that would be really good for Hannah and I. She just left to go get Fern because she was whining. Maybe nap time's over. But there's just like small things like that where it's like you can incorporate little small things with other people into your life to make it not just more bearable, but to make it like, to make it valuable and memorable, to create valuable and memorable experiences by adding other people to kind of boring and mundane things. So, yeah. I was thinking maybe, Hannah, you and I could start brushing our teeth together every night. What do you think?
Sure.
I mean, because I forget to brush my teeth all the time.
Yeah, that means you're going to have to bring your toothbrush into our new bathroom.
Well, I could just borrow yours forever.
Nope, no more. Sure, we can do that.
Does Fern want to say hi?
Hi, say Fern. Hello. Hi.
She just licked the microphone.
The microphone. That's really cool,
she just woke
baby
up from
girl.
Her nap. She's got her baby.
All right, well, I guess that's it. Until next week, send us your recommendations. We already got one, so thank you for that, Jessica, I think. Hey, Fern.
Who's that?
Say Dada.
Where's Dada? Where's Dada?
Ugh, my mom voice is so annoying.
Dada.
And so anyways,
nope, sorry.
yeah,
cut that out.
Tune in next week and send us your recommendations. Oh, and I've got my joke. Oh crap. What was it? Oh. Your mom's so fat that Thanos had to snap his fingers twice. All right. Well, until then. Until next week. I mean, happy trails. Bye. Let us know what you think. And happy trails.